The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
And a very good morning to you all. This is Ryan Tubridy here on RT Radio 1. It is Tuesday. It's the 20th of August, 2019. I have to double check sometimes. What day is it? We are live from the Cliff House Hotel here in Ardmore in County Waterford. It's become quite an iconic spot in this beautiful village in Ardmore, as I say, in County Waterford. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. The text number is open for business, as always, on 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. And we had such a lovely time in Skull, in West Cork, in the last 48 hours, I should say. And then we left there yesterday, but not without hanging around for a little bit, because the sun was shining and we were invited to a few different places. The sailing school initially, and just did some pictures there with the students, the youngsters who are all heading out for a day on the water. Lovely way to spend a morning. Onwards then to the community hospital behind the sailing centre, St Gabriel's. There met staff and people who were in residence there, and that was very lovely and very enlightening, so that was great. And then, as per another text that came in during the show, which said, go and visit a coffee shop that serves coffee out of a horse box. And I thought, I have to be there, like, as a matter of urgency. I'm not just going to pass that one up. So sure enough, we went to Colla Road, and a gorgeous hidden little harbour, again in the sunshine, and you blink and you'll miss it. But we did blink and we did miss it, but so we parked the car, walked back to the horse box that served coffee, and it's a little coffee shop called Now and Zen, and the lady who runs it, Ali, welcomed us all in, and sure enough, it was exactly what we were told. It was a veranda made out of bamboo that looked like something out of a Club Tropicana video, and then a horse box with delicious coffee, really friendly people, lovely family running around the place and being around the place, and people who are customers sitting down overlooking this pretty little harbour with the sun shining down. Could you be anywhere else? I mean, it was just perfectly gorgeous, and it was both Now and Zen, so we loved that immensely, and it was really nice to meet everyone there. Anyway, we had to get back into Skull for a minute because we promised we'd go to see that vintage shop, that Eddie's vintage shop above Barnett's clothes shop, and got a tour of every piece of material in that shop. We loved that. We'll get to that another time. And really then it was on the road to Ardmore through Castle Martyr, nearly via kind of Yall and Ardmore itself to the Cliff House Hotel, which is a very, very beautiful spot built into pretty much the cliff, and every room has a sea view, and every meal that comes before you is fit for a king. That's really what you're dealing with. Lovely staff again, lovely welcomes, and pillows that you probably could only dream about, like giant marshmallows that welcome your head like a hug. Honest to God. You know, when you get the right pillow, you're in business. Anyway, they got it right here, that's for sure. And we have loads of people to talk to. And my first thank you today is to a lady called Bonnie. And who's Bonnie? Well, I'll tell you what. I was walking down a corridor this morning and I got a very nice smile from Bonnie. And she had a kind of like a trolley with her. And on the trolley were just heaps and heaps of flowers. So we got talking and I pointed out my favourite ones, the Lysianthus. I said, I love those ones. They're the ones I'd buy. And she said, would you like some? I said, no, yeah, I'd love some. And sure enough, she put them some together and said, there's a gift for you. I said, well, tell me about yourself. So she has a florist in Lismore, but she was in the hotel here this morning at 3:30, putting the flowers up all around the place, pretty early start. And she just loves flowers, and she loves here, and she loves working here, and she just gets a kick out of it. And she just was one of those people who loves what she does, very kind, very warm. And she was finishing her shift as she gave me a lovely little bunch of little Isianthus, pink, cream, the whole lot. We got a picture. We'll put pictures up. Oh yeah, of course, absolutely. Pictures of her and the flowers and everything else, and the views here, all Instagram, Facebook, everywhere you want to be. We've got the RT Radio 1 Instagram site. You can go on there, my own one, which is handy enough, and we have our Facebook page. That, so it's all there. pictures to the sounds, if you like, and well worth having a look, because the country is just so beautiful and is at its best as well. Around this time of year, it's really, really, really pretty. Now, to the papers, this is quite a nice story in the Irish Daily Mail about Ed Sheeran, who seems to have been on with us a few times recently in terms of stories. But it's a front page as well as inside the paper. There's hope for us all. Ed Sheeran got all Fs at music school. Now, somebody said, well, we knew that all along, which is a nice thing to say, because he's obviously extremely talented. This is from Andrew Levy. It's a sight to strike fear into the heart of any student, a string of F grades. But this certificate will bring hope, a picture of certificate, to anyone disappointed with their exam results, as the recipient was Ed Sheeran from his music college. The singer-songwriter failed in every subject, including musicianship and songcraft. everything. Today he's worth an estimated 175 million euro. Now, you'd have to ask yourself about the teachers in the school if they didn't pick up on something. I mean, I wouldn't mind if you got a C, the odd B, and maybe one F for non-attendance, but to get an F in seven different grades, how that school is still going? I mean, I will say just one more time, he's currently worth 175 million euro. Anyway, the mind boggles. Russell Crowe's armour from the movie Gladiator, which is just a tremendous film, let's face it. It's up for auction. Made of foam rubber and fibreglass, it's expected to fetch £50,000 sterling. However, according to the Times newspaper this morning, the most coveted lots include the Holy Land Grenade of Antioch, which was used to slay the killer rabbit in Monty Python, and the Holy Grail is due to fetch nearly up to £100,000. An R2-D2 model from Star Wars, Rogue One, is heading towards £80,000, and a 5-foot Tyrannosaurus Rex skull used in Jurassic World is heading towards £20,000. Forrest Gump's running shoes, looking at about 9,000 euro. How many times have you asked somebody to run and do something and you shout at their back, run, Forrest? Now, I would never do that, but I... No. Now, we spoke to Sean McGarry, who was with us on The Late Late Show when he was pitching his shower gem product, and he was on with us on Friday to talk about the fact that he was going to be on Dragon's Den on Sunday. Well, Sandra Mallon's writing in the Irish Daily Star today that he kind of had a run-in, it seems, with Peter Jones on the Dragon's Den, and that's fine. If you saw it, you'll see it. And it was, Peter was suggesting that Sean had been disingenuous and all that kind of carry-on. However, the good news is, and the most important piece of this is the final paragraph of Sandra's story today, which says, and it's a quote from Sean, says, "I have a good connection with one of the entrepreneurs, Sarah, and I think we're on the same wavelength." He said he secured £100,000 sterling in return for the Dragons having an 8% stake each. Now, I don't know what that means in business terms, but to me, £100,000 sterling going into that product is probably a good news story. So well done to him. Piece in the Irish Examiner today, and there's good coverage, actually, of our trip to Skull in many of the papers today, which is lovely and most appreciated. And the story that I was just picking up here is that the Donica O'Denehy's opera looks at a surprisingly neglected area. And this is the Great Famine. And it's called The Hunger, and it's composed by Donica O'Denehy, as I say, and it's on in the Abbey Theatre in Dublin until August 24th. I wouldn't mind getting along to that, because obviously the famine is something that is such a fascinating period of our history, which I've mentioned many, many times. And to see it as an opera is something that is very, very different and absolutely intriguing as a prospect. So we'll have a look at that. 51551 is the text number. You can email ryan@rte.ie. Elton John features in the papers. You might have seen him on the news last night. He has defended Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's use of private jets and revealed he paid for their recent holiday, because obviously they'd be short of a few bob. And he insisted the royal couple's trip was, wait for it, carbon neutral, as he coughed up for environmental projects to offset the emissions. So you can say, have the jet, leave your footprint, and don't worry, I'll buy a big pair of carbon boots and stick them in the footprint and it's all yours. So you can sleep guilt-free in whatever villa he happens to be in. Right, we're open for business this Tuesday morning at 9:13. Why don't we start with the man himself? This is where we're going to begin musically. And stay with us till 10.
hard like winter, freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Down the road, leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of
Elton John there, man who sleeps well at night, thanks to his footprint. At 916-51551 is the text number. Here's an email from Francis Houlihan who says, listen to your show every day on the playback. I'm living in Brisbane for the past 7 years, and I'm from Clonmel in County Tipperary, and looking forward to your show from Ardmore. It's my favourite place in the world, and my house here has a few framed photos that I took from there. Great. Well, you'll love the pictures that we've been putting up online. So, Francis, I've done a good bit of travelling, and I've yet to find a more picturesque place. Walking the cliff walk is wonderful, and looking at the fuchsia just growing through the hedges. I spent so many years on holiday there with my son when he was young, and any time I go back to Ireland, I go down there for a few days, and it never loses its magic. It's so good to see that it has never been commercialised. So good luck with the show, and I'll be tuning in. We're glad to hear that. And Miriam says, Mühlpfeffer pillows from Germany. Had them in Poland. Wanted to climb into the pillow and sleep there. It was so cosy. That's pretty much where we were with the hotels here last night. And Mary in Kildare says, Ed Sheeran's exam results have to be the real-life equivalent of a famous chocolate biscuit ad. You can't sing, you can't play, you look awful, you'd go a long way. Oh, my goodness, human beings. I was just looking down at my newspaper. The next thing, the room was empty. And the next day, I look back up again, and suddenly all these humans have arrived. Welcome, humans of Waterford. Nice to meet you all. Dungarvan's finest, yeah. And great, lovely to... welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.